The temperature in some parts of Minnesota the past few weeks has often dipped to 30 below. And that, of course, means it is perfect weather for ice fishing. These days, the image of the lone, shivering angler out on a frozen lake, sitting on a little bucket, is pretty outdated. As Minnesota Public Radio's Annie Baxter found out, modern ice fishing comes with all the creature comforts.
The dull blue sky and endless expanse of white snow on Mille Lacs Lake create a stark, frigid winter scene. But it's brightened by rows of fish houses, painted yellow, green, and red, looking much like little woodsheds clustered into makeshift villages. This time of year, the ice on the lake is 30 inches thick, strong enough to drive on. To access the villages of fish houses, you have to navigate roads that are plowed on the lake. The denizens of these fish houses are a friendly bunch.
Hi there. Hi.
You're all bundled up like you think it's cold out or something.
The house of angler Steve Mattson is a cozy 70 degrees, thanks to his propane heater. And the air is redolent not of fish, but cinnamon.
Just got done making cinnamon rolls, and usually we make them by scratch sometimes, but I said the heck with it.
Yes, there's a kitchenette in this fish house. It's right across from a handsome set of cedar bunk beds. Sun from a skylight beams down on the handcrafted wood parquet floor. And the surround sound stereo anchors a 600-watt home theater system, DVD, VCR, satellite TV, and CD player.
Well, actually, it's a little nicer than my own home, I guess, but we just enjoy ice fishing. We might as well do it the right way, you know. Basically, we figured it's like fishing in your living room.
Mattson does fish. Fishing holes pockmark the edges of the floor. He keeps a line running at each one. This is a big walleye lake, but it's perch most people are catching now. It might seem like Mattson has an overly elaborate setup just to catch a few fish, but even a non-angler might identify with his rationale.
When you were little, you always wanted to have the coolest fort. Well, we got a cool fort, I guess you could call it.
Anglers are willing to drop more and more money on fish houses these days. A Minnesota-based company sells houses for about $8,000, but you can spend nearly $30,000 on a fish house from Neiman Marcus. Of course, some people actually use the modern conveniences to improve their odds of catching a fish. For Kevin Couch, the indoor bathroom offers another opportunity. He drilled a fishing hole right next to the portable toilet.
If you don't have a newspaper, you know, grab a fishing pole.
Yeah. Is it an imperative to be able to fish at every corner of the place?
It would be nice, you know, if you hear a rattle reel go off, you can just grab one, you know.
Couch also boasts a collection of sophisticated gadgets, like an underwater camera to monitor the fish. But Couch's friend Brad Maitland says the technology can make fishing more frustrating.
You'll watch the fish come up and look at your bait, and you'll jig it, and he'll just look at it and swim away. So it doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't make them bite.
They're all about that size swimming in the hole there. He hasn't quite revived himself yet, but
he
will.
Doesn't look so good.
Oh, he'll go down. The little coaxing.
For many ice anglers, catching fish seems almost an afterthought. Much of their time on the ice is spent cooking, drinking, and playing cards. It may seem like a corruption of outdoor living, but nature still makes her presence known. At night, the ice moans as it shifts underneath. And even if you're just looking out the window of your fish house, you'll probably never see so many stars in a winter sky. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter.